This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Ramisane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda emphasizes entrepreneurship and self-employment. Transport Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha says economic prosperity is possible with cooperation of the private sector. And Cambodia opposition leader given 27-year sentence for treason. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda pointed out the need of encouraging youths to seek entrepreneurship and to become self-employed. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of 8th anniversary of National Youth Council today, Prime Minister Dahal said economic prosperity could be attained if youths are made self-sufficient, arguing that youths were catalysts for change politically, socially, culturally and economically, stating that it was imperative for the council to move ahead formulating youth-oriented policies and programs, ensuring its implementation to mobilize youth force positively. Prime Minister Dahal commended the council for positively leading in the areas of youth awareness, empowerment and leadership development, among others, in spite of resources and budget constraints in a short span of time. Meanwhile, Council's Chairperson Surendra Basnet, in a separate congratulatory message, spoke of the need to make youths the backbone in the nation building, self-employed and self-reliant. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda has said Nepal is the right and proper destination for Ayurveda. Addressing the 7th International Ayurveda General Assembly, which started in Kathmandu from today, Prime Minister Dahal said the government is committed to advancing Ayurveda with priority. Prime Minister Dahal said that due to recent climate change, the country is facing various problems and it is necessary to go the way to minimize them. He mentioned that Nepal is a natural land for the field of Ayurveda, and said that India also considered Nepal as the main source of Ayurveda medicines. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Physical Infrastructure and Transport Narayan Kaji Shrestha has said the government has taken the problems seen in the overall economy and the private sector seriously. Addressing the 15th Annual General Meeting and 8th Session of Kichapokhari New Road Business Association today, he informed that the government is trying to solve the problems of the private sector. He also says that economic prosperity is possible only with the cooperation of the private sector. Speaker Debraj Ghimire has said the participation and activity of women lawmakers in Parliament has increased. Addressing the media interaction program organized by Press Council Nepal in Kathmandu today, Speaker Ghimire said the participation and activism of parliamentarians on women's issues has increased. Speaker Ghimire also said that various plans and programs have been launched to make women lawmakers media friendly. A special program has been scheduled to take place at Sangboche of Solukhumbu on coming March 8 on the occasion of the International Women's Day. The event aims to draw the global attention towards the impact of climate change on mountain life and call for climate justice to the affected community. The objectives of programs are to empower women for climate change resilient societies, to seek support from the international community for the empowerment of target groups, and to draw the global attention towards challenges caused climate change in the mountainous and low-lying areas and snow melting as a consequence of climate change. Dumre Besi Sahar road section, which has been obstructed since last night due to dry landslide, has come to regular operation. With the removal of landslide debris at Besi Sahar Rural Municipality 1, Udipur Deurali Dada, the obstructed road section, has come to operation since this morning. An alternative road was opened when landslides recurrently disrupted traffic along the road section last year. It may be noted that the landslide had demolished a cemented bridge on the road last year. Police inspector at the district police office, Lamjung Jagadish Regmin, informed that vehicular movement along the road stretch has become smooth after the removal of the landslide with the use of dozers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Cambodia's most prominent opposition leader has been sentenced to 27 years under house arrest for treason. Khiem Sokha, the former leader of the now dissolved Cambodian National Rescue Party, has also been barred from standing or voting in elections. He was accused of conspiring with foreign powers to overthrow Prime Minister Hun Sen's government. Cambodia will hold a general election in July. Most expect he will run again, although some believe he is planning to hand over power to his eldest son Hun Manet. Khiem Sokha, 69, was first arrested in 2017 based on a 2013 video where he said he had got support from US pro-democracy groups. Scotland has become the first country in the world to stop its hospital using the anthetic disferrin because of the threat it poses to the environment, and as data suggests, the gas used to keep people unconscious during surgery has a global warming potential 2,500 times greater than carbon dioxide. Banning it in Scotland from its peak use in 2017 would cut emissions equal to powering 1,700 homes a year. UK hospitals have already cut down. In the last few years, more than 40 hospital trusts in England and a number of hospitals in Wales have stopped using it. NHS England will introduce a similar ban from 2024, which, like Scotland, prohibits its use for anything but exceptional circumstances. Angry exchanges over Russia's war in Ukraine have dominated G20 talks, with host India saying the disagreements mean there will be no joint statement. The US Secretary of State said the meeting had been marred by Russia's unprovoked and unjustified war. Russia's foreign minister accused the West of blackmail and threats. India had wanted to focus on other issues affecting developing nations, but it said the differences over Ukraine could not be reconciled. The G20, which includes the world's 19 wealthiest nations plus the European Union, accounts for 85% of global economic output and two-thirds of its population. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions in the rest of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi province and Gandaki province. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda emphasizes entrepreneurship and self-employment. Transport Minister Narinkaji Srestha says economic prosperity is possible with cooperation of the private sector, and Cambodia opposition leader given 27-year sentence for treason. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.